Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Ben Willing, an associate professor with the University of Alberta and Canada Research Chair in Microbiology of Nutrigenomics. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Willing.
My pleasure.
As part of research being conducted in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork, you're working on the characterization of the core gut microbiome associated with pig health and performance. First of all, what prompted this effort and what are the objectives of this work?
So what prompted this effort is the fact that we recognize that the microbiome is important for health of an animal, whether that's related to providing nutrients by metabolizing things that the animal can't itself, as well as to support immune development of the animal and to outcompete pathogens, so keep an animal healthy. So if you put all those things together, we know that microbes ultimately can make an animal healthier, but we also know that they can make them less healthy. So if we think about pathogens like Salmonella, Brachyspira, they can make an animal less healthy and less productive. So we're trying to identify, you know, what microbes are those that make an animal healthier. And one of the key limitations was the fact that we didn't have a really great baseline of what the microbiome of the Canadian pig population was. So that's where this effort came together, connecting from east to west microbiome researchers and interested in pig production to say, well, can we work together to identify what is the normal microbiota of a pig through life, and what can we identify those that are associated with better performance?
Who is involved in this effort, representing what interests and in what roles, and what do they bring to the project?
So the team members include myself in Alberta. We have Andrew Van Kessel along with several others. So he's the lead for Saskatchewan, University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. And we have Vahab Farzan and Brandon Lilly in Guelph. So we are sampling as a collective from Alberta, every province right through Quebec. And there's, you know, our partners associated with this include some feed additive and probiotic companies that are helping support this research. With ultimately, they of course have an interest in what microbes are beneficial, and maybe they can start thinking about commercializing some of these things.
Why has the microbiome of the gut of the pig become a topic of interest?
Well, it's really because of research in many different spaces, including human research and research that's done in mice even, that's really shown that microbes are key drivers of health. So there's some really great work in mice saying that if you take a microbiome of a wild mouse and you put it into a, you know, a lab mouse, when you now infect that mouse, it really survives much better than when it just has a lab mouse microbiome. So, you know, that kind of idea says that we can do the same thing for pigs, and it's become that much more interesting as we move away from antibiotic use. We need to have strategies to make those pigs as healthy as possible.
What are the expected benefits of this approach to improving health and productivity of the pig?
Well, one of the key things is just generating foundational knowledge, and so that we can really be able to build this technology. So I don't know that, you know, this project is going to have a very clear deliverable. Of course, that's our hope, that we'll have some microbes that we can go after and say these ones we really think are going to be beneficial. But it's setting that foundation and identifying potential targets, and then future work is going to need to then look at causality of, are those microbes actually doing something that's benefiting, or is it just a correlation that doesn't actually mean anything?
What specifically are researchers looking at and for using what technologies and why?
Right. So the key thing that we're looking at is the microbes that are present. And of course, so we have a very complex microbial community, and we're focusing on the bacterial community, although there is also an archaeal and yeast populations and fungal populations in the gut, but the dominant is the bacterial population. And to characterize that, we actually need to use molecular tools. So we look at the DNA of the bacteria that are there by sequencing a particular target. It's called the 16S ribosomal RNA gene. And by sequencing that, it essentially provides tags of those microbes, and we can, by having that DNA, we can say that that particular microbe is present, and we can say also how abundant it is. And so by using that technology, we can connect microbial species with ultimately performance of that animal, because we're doing measurements of how those pigs are growing through the full production cycle.
What has been learned so far, and what is the significance of what has been learned?
So largely we are in the data generation mode, so we're just getting our first set of data as far as identifying microbial communities that are there. One of the things that we've definitely seen is that there is large variability, and that's a nice thing for us for our data set to say we have, you know, pigs that when some pigs are reaching market weight at 110 kilos, then there's some that are still down at 85 kilos at the same age. And so we're hoping that the microbial communities are going to be indicative of those, why those pigs might be performing like that. But as far as, you know, identifying specific microbes or community members, we haven't got enough data in hand to be able to look at that. So Dr. Farzan in Guelph, they have a little bit more data. They were a little bit able to collect those samples a little bit earlier and get their data back. And I'm not sure if they've got any key findings yet as far as microbial signatures of good performance.
What will be happening next, and what are the anticipated time frames?
So, like I said, we're just getting data now, and by the end of this year, we'll have collected what is our targeted cohort of pigs across the country. And so, over the next year, we're going to have the data in hand, and we'll be able to do the analysis to identify what is the core microbiome of a pig. So, you know, what are the normal microbes found in every pig that you would come across? And then start to make some associations with those microbes and performance, whether it's a good performance or poor performance. And, you know, a key outcome of that is, well, that's, we can use that as a potentially a diagnostic in the future. So someone is having issues with production, can look at their microbiome of their pigs and see whether that's an important contributing factor, and to say, well, maybe they need to start modifying strategies related to microbial manipulation in those animals. So whether that's bringing in healthy stock with healthy microbiomes and introducing that, or trying to control for particular adverse microbial members.
How will the information gathered through this work be applied, by whom, and to what ends?
So one of the key things is by having these partner organizations that are supporting this work, as we identify maybe microbes that we can go after in a commercial way, so like development of probiotics, then they'll have an opportunity to work with us to take those forward and commercialize them. And then that, you know, would potentially provide an additional, whether it's a feed additive or a probiotic that would be available to industry. Of course, these things take time, but we have to start somewhere.
How can anyone interested get more information?
We're going to be publishing this work as it comes out. We certainly have interest in still recruiting any producers that would want to be involved, but although that's coming to an end. Although the one thing that we've found challenging is we've been looking to get raised without antibiotic producers, and that's been a bit challenging across the country. So if there's any of those that we would be interested in recruiting them. And there's certainly websites for each of the team members, and everybody's also working on microbiome related other projects that are microbiome related in pigs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think that's about it.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Our guest has been Dr. Ben Willing, an associate professor with the University of Alberta and Canada Research Chair in Microbiology of Nutrigenomics. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.